My name is John Herman, one N, H-E-R-M-A-N, and I'm the keyboardist. Let's see, I play basketball. I play basketball. Mm-hmm. And
it's even the second passion behind music.
I beat this 9-year-old one-on-one in Atlanta on the court.
9-year-old who?
That's some 9-year-old kid on the streets, you know. I took him to the hole.
So, would you ever dare play against Johnson?
Magic Johnson?
Of course.
Artie Johnson, yes. Not Magic, no.
What kind of music did you listen to at the age of 9?
When I was 9 years old?
Yeah.
Well, that was after Dr. Doolittle. I think after Dr. Doolittle was the Beatles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dr. Doolittle, makes me think of
Dr. Doolittle.
Western, country western music.
Dr. Doolittle was a movie with Rex Harrison.
Yeah.
About this doctor who could talk.
A TV series?
It was a movie.
And
he.
Lady.
Yes, from My Fair Lady. Rex Harrison, yes. Yeah. And Dr. Doolittle, he could talk to the animals, and he did
walk
a song. If I could talk to the animals.
Oh, so it's more like children's songs.
Yes, it was. And there was a big pink snail, and the pink snail, and they had to look for the pink snail that would go around the world.
It could swim.
And yeah. And and then they had the push me, pull you, which was a two-headed llama that could go, you know. Yes.
Rabbit dog, on the ground.
Thank you. We'll be back in a minute.
There's a lot of New Orleans influence, definitely. A band called The Meters, who are good friends of ours, and the Neville Brothers, and the Funk, you know, Doctor, that kind of stuff. And my favorite piano player, Professor Longhair, who I learned how to play all his stuff. Professor Longhair is
a random musician or something.
Professor Longhair is a New Orleans piano player. He died in 1980.
Jazz piano player.
Boogie Woogie.
Boogie Woogie.
Yes. Uh-huh. Not so much jazz, but it was called Rumba Boogie.
Uh-huh.
And he mixed the rumba rhythms of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
With the blues rhythms that were going around and stuff, and so he put it together. So what you had was like, and that's what Professor Longhair put together. It's like a rumba, and then it kind of he fused it all together. And that's where funk really started, was putting that together. You know, and it all kind of came out of that.
Thank you.
What's the last thing you recently learned?
The last thing I recently learned? Boy, I know I can answer that because there's something French I learned. I can't talk about that.
But, just go ahead. So.
Well, I got the words poulet and coucher mixed up.
Uh-huh. What's the first word you get?
Poulet, chicken.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I got it mixed up with coucher, which means like to go to bed with someone. Yeah. So I'd go to restaurants
and to lie down. Or
well, I'd ask the waiter if he wanted to sleep with my chicken.
And what was his reaction?
He said no. He said I have my own chicken.
We'll be right back.
This week's podcast featured an interview with JoJo, conducted on June 18th, 1998, just before the show at La Laiterie, Strasbourg, France. We also brought you selections from that show, Greta into Coconut to end the first set. And if you were listening there, you could hear JB say goodnight to everyone just after the first set. And then we brought you the encore, Last Dance. Then after JoJo's little humorous chicken story, I figured I'd bring you a Contentment Blues, March 25th, 1995. Thanks once again for listening to the Everyday Companion Panicast. Tell your friends and neighbors to check us again here next week when we bring you more live widespread panic from our archives. Thanks again for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.